at the 2019 CUNA Technology and Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. That's a mouthful.
It is.
But it's well worth it. This is a good conference. How's it going for you?
It's going well, thank you.
Yeah? We are here with Capital Credit Union's VP of Information Technology, Kurt Schmidt. Kurt,
yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm well.
Yeah? Good. And the conference is going well as well?
Conference is going well. A lot of information, a lot of booths, a lot of vendors. Bigger this year, I think, than I recall in previous years.
You're right,
I don't know the exact numbers, but yeah.
There are a lot of vendors here for sure. A lot of attendees, actually,
all in all.
And the speed rounds are fantastic as well, if you got a chance to check out those. So good stuff. All right, and you're going to be talking tomorrow on a very timely topic called Managing the Speed of Change, How Small to Medium-Sized Credit Unions Can Handle the Fast-Paced World of Technology and Security while working forward to the future.
Yeah, that's another mouthful.
Yeah.
The point of the topic was really just to talk about change, and as a smaller credit union, we're a credit union of about 500 million, so not as big as a lot of those, but we still go through a lot of the same change, and change is hard, and it's harder for some people than it is for others.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just to kind of talk about the process and making sure you bring people along. I think as computer people, those of us on the green side, on the technology side, we tend to accept change pretty readily, and we tend to move probably faster than some other people would like. So it's about making sure we bring everybody along and how you can address the change, keep it going while you still keep the lights on with all the other projects you have, and communication plays a large part in that.
Mm-hmm.
But just a few slides and a round table to discuss what people are doing and how they're keeping it going.
Yeah, I mean, how do you keep it going? Because today, in today's world, there's so many fintechs popping up and business is moving so fast. I mean, by the time this interview is over, something major will have happened, you know, whether it's in payments or finance or something. But how do you
In some ways, the fintechs are a big help because they provide you a service that you can't, as a smaller organization, do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be able to do some of the things like CU Ledger is using blockchain for identification. I mean, I'm not sure that as a computer person, I fully understand what blockchain is, much less have the wherewithal to develop it.
Right.
You know, Bank of America has 1,000 developers working on their blockchain endeavor. I mean, we don't have 1,000 employees, of course,
right,
much less dedicated to that one project.
Right.
So in some cases, those fintech folks are able to help us because they've done a lot of the work. We still have to pull it together, and those are the projects we have to do. But instead of being a six-year project, it becomes a six-month project because we're able to leverage some of those.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as how to do it, it's about really just picking your projects and prioritizing and finding ways to leverage some of those vendors that are meeting the priorities you have, and making sure your priorities align with strategic initiatives, and being able to say no sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went through our strategic planning process, or kind of going through it now, and the list is long, and you know, kind of at the end of it, everybody says, okay, we want to do those, and I said, no, that's a great list, but there's not any way possible with current staffing and budgets that we can do all of those next year.
Yeah.
You know, so which one goes off the list or gets pushed off to the following year? So it's about planning and preparation and using partners and vendors and sometimes saying no.
Right.
Maybe not yet.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard the term chasing the shiny red ball syndrome.
Right.
That's
right.
You know, every great thing that pops up, you can't go after it.
You really have
to kind of discipline yourself, I guess.
Right. Yeah, and that's where that alignment comes in. It isn't about chasing the shiny red or the shiny thing. You know, it's about, you know, what's your initiatives? Where's your credit union going? What's the business that you're trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your initiative is data warehousing and getting into digital or data analytics, then that's where your priorities need to go. Those are the vendors you should be talking to. If your initiative for the year, your strategic initiative, is to build a better online branch,
mm-hmm.
there are dozens of vendors out there that can help with those.
Mm-hmm.
Then ignore the other guys,
right,
you know, and kind of focus. It's, you know, focus, discipline, and alignment, really.
Yeah, I like the focus, discipline, and alignment. That's a good three takeaways.
Right,
exactly,
right?
You should trademark that.
There you go.
Get on it.
I'm going to remember that for tomorrow.
Exactly. I'll write it down for you. And especially being a smaller to mid-sized credit union, where you may not have the resources of the bigger guy, let alone what you said about Bank of America, you know, with 1,000 folks. I mean, so partnerships, I think, would be a real big advantage for them.
It is. Partnerships are important. We don't have the staff to go and develop a mobile banking app and an online loan origination system and those things. So being able to pick those is a real benefit to us. Now the downside is you've got to pick correctly. because you pick the wrong one, and all of a sudden they're not keeping up, or they fall behind.
Yeah.
Now you got to pick again and go through that evolution process. And sometimes that happens. I mean, mm-hmm. we've all done core changes, or maybe not all of us, but most of us have done one at some point. And you hope it's good for a long time, so you don't have to do it again. So it's important to select wisely.
Yeah, you don't want
to
be stuck. You're like, why did I do that?
So you got this 5-year contract on somebody that's not delivering. You know, if you're in an online banking app and you're in a 5-year contract, mm-hmm. and they're doing a release every other year, I mean, those releases need to come out every other month for the new things, the fixes, the patches, the bug fixes, you know. And the iPhone is now out, the 11 is now out with face recognition.
Yeah.
So hopefully our vendor is now working to integrate face recognition, you know. So just, and if not,
yeah, you got
to
stay up with
what you do, because if not, well, we'll start hearing it from members. You know, mm-hmm. My phone does this. Why doesn't your app?
Right.
We got a vendor who won't,
and then they're going to leave, and they're going to find somebody who will.
Exactly. Yeah. So it puts you in a bad position. So the vendors are a great resource and a great partner, but they sometimes can be a problem.
Doing your due diligence is very wise indeed.
Right.
And that kind of leads me to, and you kind of alluded to, is the importance of all this for credit unions. What's the importance from your perspective of all of this?
You know, you've got your phone sitting there, you're managing two cameras and a couple of mics through your phone. Your phone is kind of the center.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere. That's not just the Bank of America customers. It's our credit unions as well. They want all of those things, you know. The landscape is changing, expectations change. I was having a conversation with one of the vendors today, and Venmo, for example, changed the landscape of payments. Now, when I send you money, I'm going to do it through Venmo, and it's immediate. Mm-hmm. And anything else is substandard. So if your product is not Venmo-like, mm-hmm. you're falling behind.
Right.
I can open up my app with FaceTime, my phone with a face unlock. Right. Why can't your app? So the expectations change. And it's exactly as you said before. If the answer is I can't or I won't, they'll find somebody who can if it's important enough to them.
Yeah, it's keeping up with the Amazons and the Apples and the Ubers of the world, right?
It is. The bar gets raised dramatically, and when you're a $500 million organization with 5 or 6 IT staff, it's tough to keep up, but you have to, or they'll leave.
Yeah, and these are a lot of the items that you guys are going to be talking about tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any other takeaways that you envision for your session tomorrow, or anything else to add?
No, I just hope it's real interactive, you know, and bring some people, or have some people people bring some questions to ask.
Yeah.
I think that would be very
Yeah, I think this is going to be a standing room only session for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wasn't kidding when I said this is a timely topic, because there's a lot of people experiencing this right now. So, good stuff. All right, Kurt, anything else? Anything else to wrap up, sir? All right,
thank you
so much. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
All right, thank you. Well done.